You know, one thing that women do not understand about men is our continual need on the part of men for a sense of grandeur.
Grandeur!
Grandeur! Yes, heroism, chivalry, breadth of vision, the challenge of manhood.
Grandeur, I knew it well, Horatio.
Yes, in October, you stand at the window, you look out across your yard, you look at the big green plastic bags full of dried leaves that you've got to remove, and you think of Winston Churchill.
We shall fight, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches and in the yards and gymnasiums. We shall fight on the patios and on the tennis courts and the football fields. And we shall never surrender.
Down deep, men are not herdsmen. No, we are not. We are not gatherers of berries and fruit. We're hunters. Warriors!
Now, battle brings out all that is best in a man, and it destroys all that is base and weak.
Yes, no man ever started a lawnmower without imagining himself at the controls of a fighter plane aboard the carrier Lexington at the Battle of Midway.
Well, here I come, Mr. Tojo, with a little present from the folks back home. Hope you get a big bang out of it.
A man reaches for his car keys with a sense of mission, even if he's only driving 6 blocks to the grocery store.
If I do not return, know that I did my duty. Adieu.
Every time a man walks into the bedroom at night, he half expects to hear her say,
Hi, I've been waiting. What took you so long?
Well, I just got back from a bombing run, sweetheart. It took me a while.
You have blood on your face.
That's only a flesh wound.
Oh.
Don't worry. Here, let me just straighten my nose here.
What?
Got broken in the emergency landing. There.
Oh, oh, and you're practically naked.
Yeah. Clothes got burned off when we crash landed.
So. Oh, you're so brave.
I guess so, but what choice does one have, darling?
Yes. Huh?
This is one difference between men and women. Women think in terms of small steps taken forward.
Hey, I wonder if I should get my hair cut shorter. Get a different eyeshadow. Greenish blue, maybe?
Men think in terms of large dramas that might be suddenly thrust upon us.
Oh, you know, could you trim those bushes in the front? They're getting all jungly.
The lion crawled into the bushes there, sir. Step back and I'll go in and take care of him.
Give me the rifle, Tibbetts. I'll take care of him.
But you're an English major, sir.
Yes, well.
You know nothing about lion hunting.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Okay.
Be careful. You caught him. Congratulations, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
So what's wrong with you?
What? Oh. Nothing.
Well, how come you're so quiet tonight?
I don't know, just thinking, that's all.
About what?
I don't know, stuff.
What stuff?
Huh? Different stuff.
Well, I'm thinking I might take the day off and get my hair cut short. Get a different eyeliner. What do you think?
Yeah, fine, sure.
Well, you think I should get it cut short?
Sure, yeah.
Or should I leave it the way it is?
Yeah, great.
Well, of course, if I keep it long, I can always pull it up into a ponytail. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
What do you hear, Captain?
It's that Japanese destroyer. Yep, he's right straight overhead right now.
And us just sitting down here.
Huh?
Waiting for the depth charges.
Well, hopefully he think we're at 400 feet rather than 100, and depth charges will go off deep, and we'll surface, and we'll blow them out of the water.
Yeah, but maybe not. Maybe we'll all be dead in a few seconds.
Well, that's the alternative, yes, of course.
I don't know if I can stand it.
Huh?
The pressure. I feel like I'm going to pieces, Captain.
I don't think you will. Not after all we went through to get this far.
Oh, what's going to be Kim of us?
You're going to be just fine. Man up there. Hear that?
Huh?
Those were the depth charges. They went right past us.
Huh?
So we miscalculated. There they go. All right, let's take her up, Lieutenant.
Aye, aye, sir.
All right.
Take her up!
Take her up. Prepare torpedoes. Bow tubes one and two.
Prepare torpedoes, bow tubes one and two. Bow tubes one and two ready to fire, sir.
Yeah. Periscope up.
I said, what did you say?
About what?
About a periscope?
I said pear soap. A pair of soap, like two bars of soap. Care for some? I was going to go to the drugstore. You need anything? Shampoo or soap?
Pear soap? You know, huh? I don't know what goes through your mind sometimes. Pear soap.
Grandeur!
Grandeur!
Bravery!
Bravery!
Sense of the beauty, the tragedy of life.
Oh, my darling, my darling, my darling, my darling.
Kiss me one last kiss.
Oh, my love.
No tears, please.
You are so brave.
Don't cry. Light my cigarette for me, okay?
Okay.
Hands are tied behind my back here, so I lift the blindfold just a little bit so I can look at you. Hand steady there, hand steady. One last cigarette. Oh, it's beautiful. Always meant to quit, and now I know that I will. Look, in the east. You ever see such a beautiful sunrise in your life?
Oh, sunrise that you'll never see, my love.
Doesn't matter. The memory of you will make me happy through an eternity.
Well, I could ask my father not to shoot you.
Everybody has to die. Today's my chance.
But he did say he wouldn't shoot you if you agreed to marry me.
All right, he did say that, didn't he? Yes.
Yeah, yes, and if you say yes, he'll send the rifle squad away, and you and I can get married. And, well, just as soon as I do something about my hair.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been thinking about getting it cut short. What do you think? And a new eyeliner? Or do you like blue-green, or does it make me look funny?
Don't take my blindfold off, okay? Just leave it.
No.
Just kiss me and walk away, all right? No tears. Don't look back. Goodbye. The difference between men and women.
Grandeur!
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 Grandeur! A continual need for grandeur!
Grandeur!
Grandeur!